Howdy, friends. How y'all? I'm telling you, these boys all feeling good. Yeah, that's the carrying on around here and the hollering and shouting. Yes, your friends, this is Jelly Elliott and the three knotheads coming to you. Sitting here under the old pine tree, we're going to come in and play a few tunes for you. So don't go away. Drag up a chair there and make yourself comfortable and relax there and try to enjoy it. And we'll do our best to try to play it the way that you will enjoy it. We got some tunes lined up here for you. And here we are with the first one. Features our fiddle player, Jack. Yes, sir. Jack's got his fiddle.
Got a new one.
Got him a new one, 90 years old. Ain't full grown, is it, Jack? Here he is with an old-timer. Now, all you old-timers will remember this one, I know. The old hen cackled and the rooster laid the egg. That was, friends, from the bandit on up to the old Dominecker. Yeah, we even had that underfed Dominecker in there, didn't we? You know, excuse me. Friends, I just want you sportsmen out there, you fellas that hunt and fish, are out in the woods occasionally. In fact, I guess you're out in the woods more often than anybody else. I just want to congratulate you fellas. Yes, sir, I'm talking strictly to you. For the way that you've acted this year, with your fires out in the woods, your campfires and cigarettes and matches and things of that kind. Fellas, it's really dropped off considerably. I mean, the fires in the woods fires caused, man-caused wood fires from hunters and fishermen, campfires and that sort of thing, really dropped off this year, and I am proud of it. And I know you are. That's the reason why I was so anxious to pass it on to you. But it's nothing like perfect yet. We got to have it even better. But you've really been swell, and my thanks goes out to you. We just got to keep it up and do even a better job. Because we need it all over the country, not only here, but over there and everywhere. We need it for the wildlife, for the fishing. Fishing especially, because, I mean, the poor old fish, they're really mistreated. They've been mistreated. I know of one place in particular. A fella bought a bunch of land, and he was going to make a farm out of it. And I know this man real well. And there was a creek run through his land that he bought there. And he went down, and naturally he wanted to clear off this creek bottom land because it was richest. So he gets in there, and he cuts all the timber. And left this little bare creek running through the field. Friends, I used to fish in that little old creek before this man cut all this timber, and it was good fishing. You could go down and catch them good bull brim there. I mean, they were fine. Good eating. How that good creek water there, and that was really fine eating. Believe it or not, friends, in about 3 years after he cleaned all the timber from around this little stream, there wasn't any fish. Right now, you can't find a minnow in there. Well, he goes in there first and cuts all the timber down and sets it on fire. Of course, that's the quickest way he figured to get rid of it. So he did. Burned it up. What'd he do? He wound off all the fish. Well, it's bad. I got some more I want to tell you about that same thing here, but I guess we better do another tune here. And I believe Jack's going to come up and sing this next tune. Jack does a pretty good job on this tune sometimes. I hope this is one of the times that he does. Here he is with a nice tune, "It's a Sin to Love You Like I Do."
do, dear. Oh, why must I worry over you?
I love you too.
When I know that you have been untrue, dear. It's a sin to love you like I do. When we met, you seemed so sweet and fair, dear. I could not help love you from the start. Oh, if I had only known back there, dear, you would someday break my lonely heart.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you a lot. That was mighty fine carrying on there. You know, friends, we was talking about cleaning off the woods around a stream. I know of a particular place. I guess you people think I know a lot. Well, I do, because I stay in the woods. I mean, you get a chance maybe, some of you, get a chance to go out in the woods maybe once a week, maybe once a year. But I stay out there. I'm there every day. And I see these things happening, and I'm interested in them. So naturally, I try to find out more about them. But I know of a case where a fellow was out squirrel hunting and on the bank of a good fishing stream where the white perch was really biting good. I was catching them there myself, my wife and me. And there was a fellow come out there squirrel hunting. He was walking down the bank of this stream, and he heard something going... You ever hear anything go like that? Well, that's what he heard. That's a squirrel. In case any of you don't know what it is, that's what it was. It was a squirrel. So he went slipping down the bank of the lake there to get this squirrel. He saw the little old squirrel, and he was sitting up there in the tree right close to a hole, and he's going... You know, when they get up close to their hole and they see something that they're afraid of, well, they'll sit there right still, you know, and they look at you and they go... You can scare him, just slap your hands on your pants that way, and he'd go, and in that hole he's going. Well, that's what he done. He run in that hole. Well, this fella, he looked the thing over there, and he decided, well, I got to have that squirrel. So first thing popped in his mind, smoke him out. So that's what he undertaken to do. He dug him up some leaves and sticks and vines and things there and built a fire in his hollow tree. Well, it created an awful smoke. And the smoke was just boiling out up the top of the tree there. Well, he never stopped to think. The squirrel had more sense than he did. When the smoke got to going up through the tree and all, the little old squirrel slipped out the hole while he was bowed down there crumbling up leaves and things, crammed them into a hole at the bottom. The squirrel slipped out the hole up the top, went on off down through the woods. Well, he smoked and smoked, and he couldn't smoke him out, and he finally got disgusted with the whole works and decided he'd just go to the house and give it up. And that's what he done. He went off and left it. Well, fire got out there and burned off all up and down the lake there, friends. It just made it black. It was a bad fire. At the forestry boys, they got on the job and finally got it stopped. But it taken a lot of work, taken a lot of time. Sometime in the night before these boys got this fire out. Well, the man didn't get his squirrel. These ashes blew over in this stream, and they ruined the fishing. You couldn't catch a white perch there for months after that. You couldn't catch no kind of fish. Friends, you know, ashes make lye. Did any of you ever make any homemade hominy? You know how you make homemade hominy. Well, you take some oak ashes and put them in a sack or something, and you put you on a tub of pot, or go out and get the wash pot, put you some corn in there and some water, and you get you a sack of ashes, and these ashes, they go through some kind of procedure there, a lye or something, and eats all the eyes and the skin off of that corn. You old-timers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Well, that's bound to be mighty powerful stuff to eat the skin off of a grain of corn and eat the eyes out of. What do you think it'd do to a fish? I said, that makes sense, don't it? I got a lot of people never stop thinking about that, but that's fact. It'll do it. Now, what do you think them ashes? That's why we haven't got any fish. I mean, that's why we've got such a scarcity of them. People never stop to think about these things. Neighbors, we got to be careful of these fires. If we don't, we're going to ruin our fishing, timber, we'll ruin everything. I know you'll help me, friend. Let's stop it. We'll just do that very thing. Here's the next tune. And it features Herman on his little steel guitar here. Herman sitting over there just like a tree full of hoot owls. And here he goes with the Georgia Steel Rag. Mighty fine steel playing there, buddy. You sure play a mess of steel. Thank you a lot. Well, friends, it looked like the old clock on the wall is about to catch up with us again. Yeah, it's still a ticking and a talking going round and round. We've enjoyed this visit here with you, though. Before we take off, neighbors, there's just one little thought here that I'd like to leave with you, and you can kind of toss it around there in your mind and think it over. You can take my word for it, you sportsmen out there, that fire on the land and fish in the streams don't agree. So if you'll keep wildfire out of the woods, we'll have lots better fishing, you and me. Well, friends, there it is. Kind of brings to a close another little visit with you here. I'm the old pine tree. We really have enjoyed it a whole lot, and we hope that you have. We'll be coming back your way, too. If you'll listen to the announcer, he'll let you know when we'll be back. And don't forget, neighbors, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.